Just think of that last over and what they do to bowlers. I mean, firstly, Warner is allowed to change hands and become a right-hand batsman before the ball's delivered after facing up as a left-hander. Now, how that can be fair is beyond me. I don't understand the fact that that's legal.
Dhoni keeping up to the stumps. Darwin in again, and it's two straight. And Finch works it off his pads out towards mid-wicket. They take a single, none for 130.
And then Warner moves outside leg stump quite a long way. Jardesia follows him. Then Warner sort of shifts back in towards the stumps, and it's called a wide. I mean, strike me, Ray. Like, why don't you just make everything in favour of the batsman? I mean, if the batsman's going to wander around the crease, the umpire should be told they're on their own once they start wandering around. Basically, there are no wides.
Into the 22nd over, Rishi Darwin to Warner, who's all jammed up and trying to force the ball back down the pitch. It was an ungainly stroke, and the bowler does his own fielding.
Certainly no wides to the side that they move, at least.
So you would consider banning the switch hit?
Oh, should not be legal.
Okay.
I mean, how's it fair? You're placing a field for a left-hander, and he becomes a right-hander. Explain to me how that's fair.
Rishi Darwin in to Warner, who plays it left-handed, drives firmly to mid-off, and he was diving for his ground because, and then there'll now be an overthrow. The ball was like a pinball, just jumping around inside the circle. The original throw came from mid-off, and Warner was diving full length to make his ground, and then whoever was out at mid-wicket, which was Rohit Sharma, threw at the striker's end, I'm not sure why, and they took a overthrow down to third man for the left-hander. None for 132. Didn't know where to look.
So maybe if they can't ban the switch hit, that they do what you're talking about. As soon as the batsman moves at the crease, in any sort of extravagant way, the wide becomes not relevant.
You change the order of your hands or your feet.
Rishi Darwin to Warner, well outside off stump, and he moves a long way across and plays a late cut down to third man. And to Yadav, who hurls it in as they take a single, none for 133.
You can't do it. You're not allowed to change the order of your hands or your feet. That solves the problem. If you want to play a reverse sweep, go for your life, because I think most bowlers quite happily have a batsman playing the reverse sweep. Every now and again, you get a guy like Andy Flower from Zimbabwe, who was just a genius at it. But mostly that in favour of the bowlers, I think.